You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The landscape of vacation rentals in Paso Robles is changing as the city establishes new rules. After a few years of vocal complaints from some homeowners who find themselves surrounded by short-term rentals. In Paso Robles, a new local law is now in effect that requires permits for all short-term rentals. So the city's accepting applications for those permits, but only from vacation rental owners who already have a valid short-term rental business license.
Under the new ordinance, all the holders of business licenses for short-term rentals, which is about 380, can all apply to convert those into short-term rental permits as long as they apply in the first 30 days.
Warren Frace is Community Development Director for Paso Robles. He says that deadline is October 9th.
So basically all the existing ones are grandfathered in as long as they apply in the first 30 days.
Frace says after that, the process shuts down for 60 days, while the city counts how many permits it ends up issuing. Recently, the Paso Robles City Council set new caps on the number of vacation rentals that could operate in different zoning districts in the city. In single-family residential neighborhoods, that number is 75. In all other zones, it's 250. City staff say if they issue all the permits allowed under the new ordinance, they will start a waiting list.
So the City Council basically was concerned about too many being in town, but they were comfortable with the current number being allowed to operate for the next 3 years.
After that, the City Council will revisit the ordinance. Paso Robles City staff are urging vacation rental owners who currently have a business license to work with the Planning Department to get their permit applications submitted before the October 9th deadline. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.